Okay, first I want to know Energy East. You've been talking about that a lot lately. How would that project help Nova Scotia, create jobs in Nova Scotia? What would it do for the province?
Well, an east-west pipeline, if a company were to propose it, would be great for the whole country because it would allow us to get a better price for our western oil and lower costs for our eastern Canadian consumers. And it would mean more jobs in New Brunswick, first and foremost, because that's where the refinery is. But as you know, the Atlantic economy is totally integrated. So if you have billions of dollars of blue-collar work in St. John, that is going to radiate out throughout all of the Maritimes in more jobs and paychecks for welders, pipe fitters, electricians, carpenters, business people, accountants, you name it. And it will make us energy independent instead of relying on Americans, Saudis, Nigerians, and others to deliver high-priced oil and money to their coffers. It would bring the money back to Canada and better prices for our people. So it'd be a win-win for everybody.
If you become Prime Minister, would you try and create that pipeline, get a company to do it, or would you use federal power to just make it a federal operation? What would you do?
I wouldn't make it a federal operation. Governments will screw it up, totally screw it up. We can't have government running big projects. It has to be a private sector investment without government handouts. And the good news is that pipelines are wildly profitable, so they don't need government subsidies. What they need are permits, and we need to create a fastest permitting anywhere in the developed world for pipelines, mines, LNG plants, other economic infrastructure that will allow us not only to harvest our resources but keep the value-added jobs here in Canada. We have the second slowest building permits in the OECD. We should be the fastest place. And when we do that, then the investment will come in and the jobs will be incredible.
When we talk about Trump, tariffs, exports, Nova Scotia has a lot of seafood, lumber, rubber from Michelin. How do you plan to protect those jobs and bolster them and deal with tariffs at the same time?
Well, first of all, I'd say to President Trump that America will be stronger, safer, and richer if we have unbridled, open, two-way trade between our countries. That'll mean more revenue for us to spend on our military, our borders, and on our continental strength. It will also make America less reliant on hostile powers like China and Iran and Venezuela. So it's in America's interest, and I will make that argument in a way that Trudeau and the Liberals have failed. Secondly, we have to become more self-reliant. We need to knock down interprovincial trade barriers so we can trade with ourselves, for God's sakes. We need rapid approval of resource and manufacturing jobs. We need a big, beautiful, patriotic, bring-it-home tax cut that will incentivize our businesses and workers to produce more and become more independent here at home.
When we talk about the energy sector, Nova Scotia started harvesting a lot of wind power. How would you alongside creating pipelines and bolstering the oil sector, bolster the environmental green energy sector as well? And in the province, if you could make that local.
Through free enterprise. We have to have fast permits and low taxes so that businesses want to invest. And the government is terrible at investing in the right project. They end up just blowing it. We don't need more corporate welfare. We don't need taxpayer-funded handouts. What we need is extremely low taxes and very fast permits. That is how we're going to get all kinds of energy, resources, manufacturing produced here on Canadian soil.
How much money would a tax cut actually put into the hands of people who are poor and middle class around here?
Well, thousands of dollars. We haven't announced our platform yet, but the Bring It Home tax cut will lower taxes on work, investment, energy, home building, and making stuff in Canada. So I can give you some examples. Get rid of the carbon tax. That'll put about $500 or $600 net more in the pockets of a middle-class family in Nova Scotia. Getting rid of the GST on new homes would save up to $50,000 on a new housing purchase. And reversing the capital gains tax increase, that could be tens or hundreds of thousands on a, you know, mom, pa, couple that are selling their business at the end of a life of hard work. So more details to come when my platform is launched, but count on keeping more of what you earn.
Do you have an ETA on the platform launch?
Depends when the election happens.
And it seems to me like, you know, if I'm living in Halifax, I'm renting. I'm not looking to buy a house necessarily just yet. And I don't drive. So the carbon tax isn't affecting me when at the pumps. What tax cuts will there be for me in that situation?
Well, the carbon tax still affects you because if you got it, a truck brought it. So everything that comes in a truck is hit by the carbon tax. Everything, your clothes, your TV, your groceries, everything. The farmers pay the carbon tax, which means that the grocery store charges it to you indirectly. Income taxes have to come down. People have to bring home more of their paycheck. And that's not just the saving you money on your tax at the end of the year. It's incentivizing harder work. People work harder. They take that extra shift. They earn a bonus. They get a promotion. They do overtime. They get more benefit from that extra hard work. That's how we're going to make ourselves more productive, is reward people when they produce.
And what would you do if you're elected in the first 90 days in office, let's say?
Axe the carbon tax, axe the sales tax on new homes, immediately repeal the anti-resource law C-69 and replace it with a law that gets projects built. Repeal the catch and release liberal crime laws and replace them with tough on crime laws that will lock up criminals and keep you safe. I will be moving on all of that in the first, I'd say, 100 days.
Anything else you want to add?
Just that my purpose in all this is to bring back Canada's promise that anyone who works hard gets a great paycheck and eventual pension that buys them affordable food and homes and safe neighborhoods. That was the Canadian promise, and we're going to bring it home.